This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yeah. Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. For those of you who have heard the last couple of shows, you know that we're going through some changes of as far as equipment is concerned. So that's why I have to read what this, you know, that's why I've been having to read, and we'll continue to have to read, at least till we solve this issue, what this portion of the show is brought to you by, which in this case is Frog Lube. Frog Lube is a treatment. It's a treatment for the metal of the weapon that you carry or you shoot. It's also a solvent, a CLP, a lubricant, all those things. And it's going to make your weapon better. It's going to make your weapon more combat ready. And that's why I use it, and that's why you should try it by going to froglube.com. Now, once again, let's go to San Francisco, shall we? There we can have the confused logic of the left, and we can try to do the impossible, which is comprehend exactly what they're talking about here. Right now in San Francisco, they're going to put up a multi-million-dollar steel suicide barrier. It's going to be constructed on the Golden Gate Bridge. Since 1937, 1,600 people have jumped off of the bridge, killing themselves. And they want to present an obstacle to suicide to, you know, and they're going to put it out there the entire length of the bridge, 9,000 feet. What is perplexing for some of us that are just observing, and people that live in San Francisco, you guys can do whatever you want. You know what? This is America. You can do whatever you want, even if you're being stupid, because it's this enterprise, this compassionate enterprise, I guess, of saving lives by putting these barriers up there is taking place in a leftist state where assisted suicide is legal. And where in 2011, out of 802,400 pregnancies, 184,552, or 23% of those, ended in abortion. So California is a state, you know, according to the Beverly Hillbillies, it was a, you know, state you want to be, but not nowadays. San Francisco is a city whose majority likely endorses the 3,000 abortions performed every day in America. Yet the Baghdad by the Bay plans to spend $211 million in taxpayer dollars to deny one person every 2 weeks the right to choose what California law otherwise maintains should hinge solely on personal choice. So in other words, by erecting suicide barriers on the Golden Gate Bridge, the San Francisco leftists, who for the unborn denounce the right to live and for the sick and dying support the right to die, want to inflict life on those who prefer to die. And even better than that, leftist Californians would probably argue that jumping off of a bridge is different because, according to state law, to qualify for death with dignity, you must be succumbing to physical, not mental, illnesses. That's the only way to die with dignity. You've got to have cancer. You can't have a mental health issue and say, California, you want to kill yourself? I hate to have to be the one to say this. Especially in a leftist stronghold like San Francisco, telling one group they have a right to die, while refusing another group that same right smacks of the sort of discrimination that the leftists usually pride themselves on avoiding. It's quite stark, actually. But if the rationale behind the Golden Gate Bridge safety net were to be to thwart back alley suicides, maybe a better idea would be to gather up distraught bridge jumpers and shuttle them to a clinic, where the downcast could be administered the legal end of life option drug, Sacobarbital. They could just take a shot and die instead of jumping off the bridge. Because, after all, ending one's life in a less public place would be tidier. It would be neater. It would shield the iconic reputation of the bridge. It would spare the U.S. Coast Guard having to spend hot afternoons fishing the bloated corpses out of the celebrated city bay. And most importantly, would safeguard the left's highly prized right to choose. Either way, for when it comes to limiting things like guns and junk food, the left typically insists that deterrents fail to work. As a matter of fact, it was San Francisco's Nancy Pelosi who once said that if the GOP denied funding safe and legal abortion via Obamacare, women would have to resort to rusty hangers and in turn they would die on the floor. That Nancy does know how to turn a phrase, doesn't she? So banning abortion doesn't keep women out of the back alley clinics. How does she explain her contention that curtailing the Second Amendment will save 90 lives a day? Or more germane to the Golden Gate Bridge conversation, how does steel suspended from a bridge keep those desperate enough to end it all from finding another bridge? Now, notwithstanding this whole belief that gun control and suicide nets impede fatalities, when it comes to building a wall on the border, liberals like Pelosi argue that physical restrictions do nothing to prevent dangerous immigrants from entering the U.S. illegally. Meanwhile, in 2015, a woman named Kate Steinle died at a San Francisco pier after she was shot to death by an illegal fellow named Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who, despite being deported 5 times, repeatedly snuck back across the southern border. And there is the stunning contradiction. What it is staring them in the face is that this tragedy took place in a sanctuary city where the left, those that claim that walls do not stop illegal felons, are now stringing up a wall to stop suicides. That's why even though San Francisco has strict gun laws, and thanks to their backing of open borders, a bullet from a .40 caliber handgun stolen from the Bureau of Land Management, one of their rangers, ricocheted off a sidewalk, entered Steinle's back, and severed the 32-year-old's aorta. Recently, at the Golden Gate Bridge Suicide Deterrent Commemoration Ceremony, Democratic leader, Catholic abortion supporter, and open borders advocate Nancy Pelosi had this to say about the steel suicide barrier. What a bittersweet day. The joy of the prospect of saving lives, the sadness of those we've lost. The Golden Gate Bridge is a source of immense pride in the Bay Area, but for far too many families, it's also been a place of pain. We are honoring a deep moral responsibility to save lives whenever and wherever we can. You know, likewise, for those yet to be born, she also honors a deep moral responsibility to ensure preborn bridge jumpers never make it out of the womb alive. All under the banner of choice, when it's not hindering suicide. San Francisco continues to feverishly abort human beings and dispense legal euthanasia drugs, and does so while refusing to enforce laws necessary to protect the likes of those who, if given the choice, would choose not to die. So, interesting place, California. San Francisco is more interesting than others. They don't want you to kill yourself unless you can do it with dignity. And apparently jumping off the bridge, well, they're going to keep you from jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. That'll show you. So you just won't kill yourself now, jumpers. All of you listening in, I don't know how many people listen in California. Not in San Francisco. I have to look that up, yeah. I have to go see if anybody's listening in San Francisco. If anybody's listening in San Francisco, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. That way I'll know there's intelligent life there. I'll just know you're out there in deep, deep enemy territory. when we get back, is Trump going to go after Holder next? This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, now we're going to compare. Is that all distorted like that? Now we're going to... How
am I sounding coming to you? All of a sudden, it's like I'm clipping on my end. Jason, do you hear that? Check, check. Anyway. I don't understand that at all. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is it's a treatment. It's something that you use to make your weapon better. Now, a lot of people use these kind of things to clean the weapon or to lubricate the weapon. But Frog Lube is actually something that is going to treat it and make it more durable. You should check them out. Check them out at froglube.com. I don't know what's happening here. Now, I should not be hearing what I'm hearing, but I'll just try to tone myself down. It's coming and going on my end. Okay, so you're saying the brick is running good, but you hear what I'm hearing? I'll find out in a minute. Back when Reagan was the president and the air traffic controllers destroyed, it must be my mic or something. Check, check. Is that better? It's like I muted it and it went away. Did you try turning it off and on again? Anyway, when Reagan was the president, the air traffic controllers decided to strike. And Reagan, who had just taken over from Carter, fired them. And he basically was saying to the unions and to the leaders around the world that this guy was not Jimmy Carter and that this guy was serious. And it was no coincidence that our hostages held by Iran were released the day that Reagan took office. So it should be as no surprise. It should be no surprise to anyone that Trump has accomplished something here in 3 months that Obama couldn't accomplish in 3 months when Barack Obama didn't in 6 years. He has found and apprehended the killer of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, murdered with a weapon smuggled into Mexico by the Obama administration's gun-running program, Fast and Furious. All it took was an administration serious about enforcing our existing immigration laws, from ending catch and release to moving to build a promised border wall. Illegal crossings plummeted 72% in 3 months, and a message was sent to Mexico. Notice that we don't hear anything about this anymore. So it's no coincidence that suddenly a joint U.S.-Mexico task force found and arrested Brian Terry's killer. Coming from Fox News, the cartel member suspected of shooting and killing Border Patrol agent Brian Terry in 2010 with a gun supplied by the U.S. government was arrested in Mexico Wednesday, according to senior law enforcement, Border Patrol, and congressional sources. The suspect, Horacio Osorio Arellanes, gosh, I hate foreign names, I really do, was apprehended by a joint U.S.-Mexico law enforcement task force that included the DEA, the U.S. Marshals, and the Border Patrol Tactical Unit. A $250,000 reward had been sought for information leading to the arrest of this individual, who was captured at a ranch on the border of the Mexican states of Sinaloa and Chihuahua. U.S. authorities have said they will seek his extradition. Terry was killed on December 14, 2010, in a gunfight between Border Patrol agents and members of a five-man cartel Rip Crew, which originally patrolled the desert along the U.S. border, U.S.-Mexico border, looking for drug dealers to rob. This death exposed Operation Fast and Furious, a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives operation, in which the federal government allowed criminals to buy guns in Phoenix-area shops with the intention of tracking them once they made their way into Mexico. This, by the way, is the copy coming from Fox. The actual truth to that is that they never intended to track them. This was all put in place so they could have some gun control, to where when somebody bought more than one long gun on a border, in a state that bordered Mexico, that it had to be reported to the ATF. And then they wanted to expand that across the United States. They still got that, by the way, and it's still in place today. they're saying that the agency lost track of more than 1,400 of the 2,000 guns they allowed smugglers to buy. If they found 600 of these guns, which I don't even know how they know how many of these guns. I mean, with two sources, I've seen numbers that were around 1,500 right there just with two. If they found 600 of these guns, that's because they've been used in crime, but they haven't found them. Two of them were recovered, however, at the scene of Terry's killing. Now, Heraclio Osorio Arellanes is not the only one responsible for Brian Terry's murder. An accessory before the fact is one Eric Holder, the former attorney general under Obama, currently in California right now, teaching them how to secede, I guess. I don't know. Then President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and then Attorney General Eric Holder conceived and ran a gun-running operation that was fast and furious, which resulted in the deaths of U.S. agents Jaime Zapata and Brian Terry. Coming out of Investor's Business Daily, there was an editorial on ATF Special Agent John Dodson's attempt to spread the truth on the Obama administration's effort to supply the Mexican drug lords with semi-automatic weapons. They wrote that he was a national hero who in 2011 blew the whistle on Fast and Furious, the Obama administration's gun-running operation to Mexico. Testifying before Congress, he disclosed that his supervisor has authorized the flow of semi-automatic weapons into Mexico instead of interdicting them. Weapons that found their way into the hands of the Mexican drug cartels with deadly results. Dodson wrote a book called The Unarmed Truth that was the expose about Fast and Furious. It provided the first inside account of how they permitted and helped to sell more than 2,000 guns to the Mexican drug cartels, primarily the Sinaloas, guns used in the murder of two federal agents, and we don't know how many Mexicans. The operation was exposed when Terry was killed in December 2010 by an illegal immigrant working for the Sinaloa cartel near Nogales, Arizona, just 10 miles from Mexico. Later, two more weapons were found at the murder of Agent Jaime Zapata of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. That came from suspects who were under ATF watch, but they were not arrested at the time. Dodson wrote, allowing loads of weapons that we knew to be destined for criminals. That was the plan. It was mandated. So rather than conduct enforcement actions, we took notes, we recorded observations, we tracked movements of these individuals for a short time after their purchases, nothing more. Knowing all the while, just days after these purchases, the guns that we saw these individuals buy would begin turning up at crime scenes in the United States and Mexico, we still did nothing. Will there be a warrant for Mr. Holder coming out soon? Time will tell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. I've been pushing the gospel of Frog Lube for 5 years now. I've been using Frog Lube for 5 years now. The only time my weapon doesn't work is when I have let it get dry and dirty, and then I fix that by applying Frog Lube to it. It's quite wondrous, especially the paste. I love the paste on the bolt carrier. But don't take my word for it. Go to froglube.com. Try it yourself. You won't be sorry. Now, this armament. A couple of weeks ago in Britain, there was an attack on British Parliament. Since that time, they have placed armed police at every entrance, which is unusual because most police in Britain are not armed. And they're quite visibly, I mean, they're paramilitary looking. They got the plate carriers and, you know, the all the rigging and everything. An embarrassingly quiet policy change that came too late for a guy named Keith Palmer, who was one of the ones killed in that attack. The real reason Officer Keith Palmer, unarmed at the time, was murdered by a knife-wielding Islamic terrorist? A Parliament spokesperson sheepishly admitted that reason. He said, "We thought guns would ruin tourist photos." It's always about the optic, isn't it? In 1917, during the Bolshevik Revolution, the entire Russian royal family was abducted and ultimately murdered by the communists. And it was all done in secret, which is a communist modus operandi. But the truth eventually leaked out. In fact, Tsar Nicholas had previously pleaded with the British king. Two royal families were intermarried for safe passage for him and his family, too, and refuge in England. He was turned down, which guaranteed his eventual murder and the murder of his entire family. When those murders were confirmed and became widely known, it frightened the snot out of every royal family in Europe, including England, who had visions of the same thing happening to them. And this was the beginning of the gun control movement in Europe, and in particularly in the UK. When hordes of peons stormed the castle with torches and pitchforks, royalty wanted to be sure that they were all confined to torches and pitchforks, while the royal guard had pistols and rifles and machine guns. Tsar Nicholas himself had surely demonstrated the effectiveness of that particular arms imbalance in St. Petersburg in 1905. Now here we are a century plus later. British politicians, after arrogantly bragging about their unarmed police for decades, are having to admit, at least in practice, if not in words, that they've been wrong about this all this time. And Officer Palmer, along with countless others, have paid the ultimate price for this very smug vanity. So it appears now that tourists in the United Kingdom will be taking lots of photos of British police who were visibly armed. That probably upsets many snobbish and comfortable, politicians. But these same politicians will be receiving scant sympathy from Palmer's family and from families of so many other police and soldiers, not to mention civilians, who've been murdered while unarmed. So when the self-proclaimed members of the ruling class, don't you just want to reach out and just slap one of them in the face and say, oh yeah, you're in charge? When they demonstrably care so little about their own police, I mean, you can only wonder how much they care about the peons. So, there's a saying that the true hypocrite is the one who ceases to perceive his own deception, the one who casually lies with sincerity. We've got a Virginia Tech commemoration going on right now. Interesting thing, coming from the desk of David Codrea, because Sunday was the 10th anniversary of the slaughter of Virginia Tech. Now, in case you forgot about that, some opportunistic oath-breaking politicians and the gun-grabber groups were happy to remind you of that. And David doesn't like authorized journalist media enthusiasm. You know, he doesn't like them at all. Because they fall right in line with whatever the party line is. And he doesn't like that. David is a rabble-rouser, and I like him for it. Now, the gun owner rights advocates continue to properly point out the futility of the whole disarmament idea that's out there, that's demanded by the people that dance in the blood of the deaths of innocent people. How many of the infringements they now call for were already in effect, and how the others would have made no difference. 10 years ago, Virginia Tech was a gun-free campus. Their spokesman, Associate Vice President for University Relations, Larry Hinkner, had actually rubbed that in everyone's faces before the carnage. He was responding to a letter published in the Roanoke Times the year before the massacre by graduate student Bradford Wiles, who had a concealed carry permit but was forbidden to have his gun with him when the school went on lockdown due to an escaped inmate roaming the campus. Wiles advocated, "I am qualified and capable of carrying a concealed handgun and urge you to work with me to allow my most basic right of self-defense." Because after all, he's trusted to go armed off campus. What about him with magically chains? Once he came and, through the gates and crossed that invisible line. So Hinker positively dripped with ridicule and snobbery for his plea and his rebuttal, using terms like insane and admonishing the student for not feeling safe with hundreds of highly trained officers armed with high-powered rifles encircling the building and protecting him. And he concluded that guns don't belong in classrooms. They never will. Virginia Tech has a very sound policy preventing same. The other point that can't go unaddressed here is professional victim Colin Goddard, who's now making his living first with the Brady campaign and now as the senior policy advisor of Everytown, off the fact that he's one of eight students in the classroom who survived. At the time of the killings, he was 21, old enough to lawfully carry a concealed handgun, so the only thing stopping him were his choices and Hinker's very sound policy. We know from his own recollection and from phone records he had advance warning a killer was coming his way and time to call for help, and about a minute later the blasts were much closer. The teacher cracked the wooden door open to peek out, and this time Goddard said her expression dropped. She told everyone to get down and told someone to call for help. And Goddard dialed 911 for the first time in his life. When someone picked up, he hurriedly stated Norris Hall, assuming he'd been connected to a local emergency line. But the person had no idea what Norris Hall was. Norris Hall, Virginia Tech University, Blacksburg, Virginia, America. As he was in complete disbelief of the words about to come from his own mouth. Someone was shooting a gun in their building, and seconds later, bullets were coming through the door. And in the instant before he dove down, he saw the figure, a flash of brown combat boots, khakis, and a holster each over each shoulder. He dropped down on his right side between two rows. He kept 911 on the line. And then he came down his row. And he got shot. In the gun-free zone. With the policy in place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube, along with G-Code, has been with me longer than any other sponsor. And hence, I have used them longer than any other sponsor. And while, you know, some people might get out there, well, how much can you actually talk about lubricant? I can tell you that I've used it on every weapon I've owned for 5 years. And every weapon I have owned, when I take it to the range, has not failed to function for me due to the weapon's state. I've had a couple of ammunition malfunctions, but nothing due to the weapon itself, nothing due to the cleanliness of the weapon. And for me, the proof is in the pudding. Go check them out at froglube.com. When I was in the military, I served with a cross-section of America. And I know what each class of America has to offer, and I have worked with the best of them. And that tells me that everyone that is an American is an equal partner in this republic experiment. As a group, thankfully so, Black Americans have made the greatest gains in the time they've been allowed to do so since the Civil War, over some of the highest hurdles, and in a very short span of time, of any racial group anywhere in mankind's history. If you were to take the earnings of Black Americans and consider them a separate nation with their own gross domestic product, they would rank among the 20 highest, richest nations. It was a Black American, General Colin Powell, who once headed the world's mightiest military. Black Americans are among the world's most famous personalities, and few are among the world's richest people. The significance of this is that at the end of the Civil War, neither a slave nor a slave owner would have believed such progress would be possible in a little bit over a century, if ever. This speaks to the determination of a people. It also speaks to the greatness of a nation in which those kind of gains were possible. Nowhere else on the face of this planet would that progress be possible except in the United States. The big and thorny issue now is how these gains can be extended to the one-third or more of the Black population for whom they have proved elusive. Now, a major part of that solution should be the elimination of public and private policy that rewards inferiority and irresponsibility. Chief among the policies that reward inferiority and irresponsibility is the welfare state. When some people know that they can have children out of wedlock and they drop out of school and refuse employment or suffer little consequence, they should not be surprised to see the growth of such behavior. The poverty rate among black America is about 30%. And it's seen as politically correct to blame today's poverty on racial discrimination. But that's nonsense. Why is that? Well, the poverty rate among black intact husband and wife families has been in the single digits for more than two decades. So does one want to argue that racists discriminate against female-headed families but not husband and wife families? Because they're black, right? Is that what we want to say? Is that what is being put to me? Education is one of the ways out of poverty, but stupid political correctness stands in the way for many black Americans. For example, a few years ago, in this state, a white Charlestonian South Carolina teacher frequently complained of black students calling her a white this and a white that, and school officials told her that racially charged profanity was simply part of the student's culture, and that if she couldn't handle it, she was in the wrong school. She brought a harassment suit, and the school district settled out of court for $200,000. But to suggest that this kind of disrespectful and violent behavior, even though it's observed in many predominantly black schools as part of black culture, is insulting. It's insulting to black America. Then there's the fact that such destructive behavior and lack of respect for authority is rewarded. All you have to do is go to some city public schools where violence and disorder and disrespect is the order of the day. Many white people are ashamed and saddened by our history of slavery and Jim Crow and gross racial discrimination. As a result, they often hold black America accountable to standards and conduct that they would never expect from white people. A recent example is black students in colleges such as NYU, UC Berkeley, UCLA, and Oberlin demanding racially segregated housing. The spineless college administrators caved into their demands. These administrators would never, ever listen to a group of white students demanding white-only housing accommodations. These administrators and the other guilt-ridden white people have one standard of conduct for white people and a lower standard for black people. Now, today's black America can be very thankful that racist forms of double standards and public and private policies rewarding inferiority and irresponsibility were not accepted broadly during the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. There would not have been the kind of intellectual excellence and spiritual courage that created the world's most successful civil rights movement had that been the part of the day. Black America has done something phenomenal in a very short period of time. To get out there and state that they are not this and they are not that is simply wrong. And to get out there and to accept less than, you know, successful results from them is wrong. So I say this to you today, white America, because I'm part of this. I never took part in any of that stuff. I was not part of the slave. I never owned a slave. I never, there's a lot of things, and I have worked with members of black America that have no interest in anything other than the same things I want for myself. They want the same things for themselves, and they are successful, and they are intact, and there's, you know, racism couldn't touch them. Does racism exist? Yes, it does. But right now, we just came off of 8 years of a president telling everybody that, you know, there's still systemic racism in place. Is this, is this what we want to believe about ourselves? Do we want to say to ourselves that, okay, we're this technologically advanced now. We have iPhones and Wi-Fi and, you know, we can, you know, transplant eyes and all this other stuff and all these other things. And yet we still have not gone beyond that, that we can't sit back and say, hey, you know, this is about who you are as a person, not what you look like. Is that what we're saying? Is that the way we are, America? Is that how we got where we are today? I don't have white privilege. I have American privilege. If everybody understood that, I think we would go get a lot further, a lot quicker than anything else coming down the pike. And believe it or not, we're going to have to find a way to come together here in these United States because we are being tested. We're being tested by a bunch of people that want to pull us apart at the seams. So very soon, we're all going to have to make a choice. And when that choice comes, we had better choose wisely because the future of the species, and when I say the species, I'm talking to the American species, the future of the species, which is so diverse and so exceptional, will be hanging in the balance. We will be back in about 21 hours between now and then. I wish you would really remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. With a great deal of pleasure, I tell you that this has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.